Hello.
Hey.
Hi, is this Will?
Yeah.
Hi, Will. It's Paul calling you back here from Local Splash. I know you were driving before. Are you still driving now?
No.
Okay. So I did actually send you an email, and of course, before I sent you the text message as well, were you ever able to open up either of those?
Oh, I got the text message. I didn't check the email.
Okay. Well, the text... I have willaranya2@gmail.com.
Right.
Okay. So the text message is what I was trying to send out to you when you were driving, and I think what you want is to know that you're working with a legitimate company. Are you able now to open up the text message, maybe put me on speakerphone?
Yeah.
Okay. At the top of it, it says take control
Wait,
of your
me,
online
give,
presence.
Sorry, just give me 1 minute real quick.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Text message, click on it, yep.
So it says, take control of your online presence in big blue letters. Now, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, as I mentioned before, so you can see exactly how much work you're getting, where the work's coming from, the breakdown of keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on the first page for each search. You can also see all the work that we do to get you on that first page. And then there's also a review tab. There's a separate tab for reviews. You will have reviews because you'll have a Yelp listing. You'll have a Facebook page, Google, Foursquare. Wherever those reviews originally populate, they will repopulate on your tracking and reporting system. So from one place, you can kind of manage your online reputation. You can request reviews or respond to reviews right from your tracking system. You can, if you like, William, have us respond to the reviews for you. We would do that at no additional cost. If you scroll down a little bit, like I said, we've been around since 2004. December 17th is our official 19th anniversary. We'll change the 18 to 19 on that day. Again, that's a long time for anyone to be in business, and especially a younger industry like search engine optimization. We do have a 4.9 out of 5 average client satisfaction rating, so we do know that our clients who give the service a chance to work, they love it, they keep the service. Obviously, it's month to month. We have to get your phone ringing early and keep it ringing often to earn your business and have you be a satisfied client. What I was trying to show you is about... reviews for us?
Yeah, you don't have any?
No, we you could Google us. We have, I think, over 800. What was the last? 680, I think, the last time I checked. No, we have a 4.2, I think, average review rating. That's with, let me pull it up right now, 800, yeah, 876 reviews. Over 600 of those are 5-star reviews. So 4.2 overall, 876 Google reviews. But what I was saying before is the Google partnership badge is right there underneath where it says proven success. And then it says Google Ads Partner. That colorful Google G in a box that says Google Partner, you can click right on that box and it goes directly to google.com/partner. So right on Google's website, you can see that Local Splash is a Google Partner. And, of course, that makes all the difference in the world. When Google makes changes to their map or path algorithm, they share those changes with us ahead of the time so we can get you and keep you right where you need to be, which is on that first page. Now, as far as the packages go, we're talking about a 50% reduction in the cost of the pro package. If you were to tell me, Will, that you need to go 50 miles away, 100 miles away, we'd be talking about some of those other packages. But for like a 10-mile radius, that pro package would be ideal for you. There are some other bells and whistles like dashboard access and Google Home, Amazon Alexa. I can include those as well in the pro package. It just costs us time and not out-of-pocket money like a paid ad would. We're not doing Google pay-per-click here, but the local SEO where it's a flat rate on a month-to-month basis.
Okay.
Okay.
And so, so I give you, you, so what do you need to go on ahead? You need my card number?
So one thing that we're going to do, and it would be maybe tomorrow, is to schedule what we call a client interview. That's where our technician is going to kind of go into depth about your services you want to provide, your service area, any mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business, if you want us to brand you knowledgeable, excuse me, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that kind of thing. If you have a logo already, we'll use it. If not, we'll create one for you with your suggestions, and we'll take care of that in a follow-up call. But to get everything set up and squared away, I'm required, because we're a Google partner, to read a voice verification. It actually gets recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we're waiving the setup fee, reducing the cost of the service, that we're including the website as well at no additional cost. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though, William. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we'll move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yeah. Now, what was my question? Now, if I don't get any review, like any calls or any business from you guys, what do I, like, can I get my money back or?
Well, to put it this way, I mean, the reason that it's listed on the website at $399 with a $299 setup fee, I mean, that's basically $700 right there. That's about what we're going to spend on our end to get you on that first page. So when we're doing that at $199, we've got even more invested in your success than you do. And there's no way we've been able to stay in business since 2004 if we were providing our service at a cost below what it cost us in the first month if we're not able to keep you on that first page. Get your phone ringing. Earn your business. So your success is our success. We do still actively update and optimize things. Even changes to your website are included. But after the first few months of using our service, it starts to be profitable for our company to provide the service for you. But absolutely, we know you're going to get phone calls. Otherwise, I wouldn't be offering it to you below what it costs.
So if I'm not happy with the service after the first month?
It's month to month. You can stop at any time. In fact, that's part of the voice verification that does get recorded and attaches to your account. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, no questions asked or fees involved.
So it's not a direct deposit I would have to pay?
It would bill once a month for exactly $199. And it's month-to-month you can...
Right, but how do I stop it if I wanted to stop it to say if I wasn't happy next month?
So these are all really great questions, and they are addressed in the voice verification that I'm actually required to read before I can ask you for any form of payment. So if you still have questions, I can answer them at the end, but if I answer them now, I still have to address them in the voice verification.
Got you. Go ahead.
Okay, gotcha. So give me a second here, Will, to pull it up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your potential order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Arana Contracting.
Okay, and that is how I have that. And then please state your name and your official title within the business.
William Arana, owner.
Okay. And Mr. Arana, as the owner of Arana Contracting, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Right.
Perfect. Yeah, I mean, you make all the decisions for your company. And then if you decide to move forward, the billing information that you would be providing for our services, you're an authorized user on that account as well, right?
Right.
Okay. Then it does say to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, because it is our job to make sure that the people in your area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you directly For that reason, we specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Mr. Arana, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Right.
Perfect. Then it does say, in hiring local splash, if you do choose to do so, as your authorized marketing representative online, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts moving forward, anything new. We're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we'll be the ones to create the website for you. We'll make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since you're service-based and going out to the customer. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire someone else. We're just saying if you hire someone else who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know. First of all, we wouldn't want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally or even more important is that it's our job to make sure that your business information is always accurate. So that's fair enough, right?
Right.
Perfect. And then with it being a month-to-month service, with the website included, the setup fee waived, and of course the reduced pricing, this next part reads as follows. Should you choose to move forward, the initial payment, including any setup fee, and I'm waiving the setup fee, would be charged today's date, the 8th of November, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $199.00. That $199 would be a fixed flat rate, meaning it would never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It's an exact amount. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as voice-activated searches like Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri on a smartphone, etc. In this case, my company will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That website is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. Now, when the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 8th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $199.00. And again, that rate would never go up on you. As I mentioned, William, it is a month-to-month service. It's offered completely at will, no contract, which of course means that you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved. You can pause the service too, whether you get more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, or pause the service seasonally. You can do so by simply contacting our client support team. All that we do request to prevent charges to your next month of service is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date, and that, Mr. Arana, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. William, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yeah.
Okay, that does actually conclude the voice verification, and then that first payment of $199, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What does work best for you, sir?
Visa. Oh, Visa. Give me one second. I got to find that card.
Sure, no problem.
Hey, Paul, I cannot find my wallet right now, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know. Where the heck are you?
Still in your work vehicle?
I'm about to go check. I'm just checking right here.
Okay. And then I'm looking at the client interview calendar as well. Again, that's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You don't have to be in front of a computer for that call. We do ask for a one-hour window, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. And it does look like, well, the first available would be not until 10 o'clock, but looks like any time after 10 and up until 6 p.m.
I can do 5.
5? Okay. We'll schedule it from 5 o'clock until 6
Ooh,
o'clock.
No, sorry, not 5. No. Hold on. So I got that is 3. No, I could do 4. 4.
4. Okay. We'll make it 4. It'll be scheduled from 4 until 5. It probably would get to you maybe just a couple of minutes after 4, get you off the phone around 4:30 unless you've got a lot of questions, but it is a one-hour window. If I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, I'll be on that call as well in the very beginning just to kind of answer any questions you might have for me and, of course, introduce you to your client interview technician. If I am already on a call and I don't get a whole lot of advance notice, they're going to call you on their own anyway, and they'll take really good care of you. They'll have your file as well. Just in case I'm not on that call, I did want to set up a little bit of added security here for you, for your account. Just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with Arana Contracting, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we'll probably still ask you for the answer to the security question. More importantly, anyone who calls you, William, moving forward, if they tell you that they're with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options here for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Is that all you have?
Those are the options. Otherwise, I mean, your mother's maiden name, but I don't recommend that one. It just gives us those options. Something that only you should know, the city you were born in or your first pet's name.
I guess, my first pet's name.
Okay. And then what is the answer?
The answer is Rocco.
Loco? L-O-C-O?
Rocco.
Oh, Rocco.
R-O-C-C-O.
Rocco. Gotcha. I thought you said Loco. I've been a crazy dog or something like that. All right. So I got you all set and squared away there. And then in just a minute here, I'm going to send you a calendar invite for that client interview tomorrow at 4. It's just going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. It's really just more for your records. You don't have to respond to it, although some people do, and there's no problem if you do. Did you happen to find your wallet?
No, man. I just looked in my cart. I'm going into my other cart. Maybe I have it there. I'm using it today, but I don't know where it went. Give me 1 second, bro. Thank you. Hey, Paul.
Hello?
Hello?
I'm here. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That's okay.
So I can't find it anywhere. Yeah, I don't know what else we could do. I mean, I could, shit, I don't know. I am interested. I will be willing to give it a try, but I just, honestly, I swear to you, I can't find my wallet.
Oh, I believe you.
I just don't know where the hell. I didn't use it today. I don't know if I went to gym yesterday, but I'm gonna look for it. I'll find it. I don't know where the hell. I don't know if you want to hold.
Yeah, I mean, I know you want to find it anyway. If you can keep on talking to me while you're looking for it, I could get my client interview technician a little bit of a head start just on a couple of things. Are you like Monday to Friday or Monday to Saturday? When do you want to be found?
Monday to Friday.
Is that like 7 to 7, 8 to 5?
Yeah, 8 to 5.
8 to 5, okay. You're doing residential and commercial. Did you have a preference of one over the other?
Residential.
Residential is your preference, but you can certainly take on at least light commercial.
I honestly don't want to, no.
No, you don't. Okay. Well, I'm glad I asked. What we're going to do is very targeted marketing, so we'll really just focus on the residential clients. And then at this point, are you taking like all forms of payment, cash, check, credit card, anything like Venmo, PayPal, cash apps?
I only take, cash, check, or Zelle.
Cash, check, or Zelle, okay. Any logo for the business at this point, or are we going to be creating one for you?
Yeah, no, I don't have one.
No logo? Okay. Is the business itself licensed or insured or both?
It is insured.
Insured. Okay.
Right.
And you do have a dedicated work vehicle, right?
Right.
Is there any branding for the business on the vehicle itself?
No.
Okay.
Thank you.